I am so, so blessed to share with you about what happened with me on June 2nd, 2021. In the background, there's some music, and sometimes I just don't like silence, but on June 2nd, I had this accident. I left my friend's house, and I was hit by a car. I didn't know that. I woke up 3 days later in the hospital. I just remembered leaving my friend. I just remember giving my friend a hug, and I think I got on my bike, and the next I remember waking up in the hospital, blood everywhere. My body was all mangled up. It was really, really horrifying. The more I was in the hospital, at first I was in ICU, and I really didn't know what to make of it. I didn't even understand why I was in the hospital. But I felt like such a great peace. I felt a great peace that God is with me. I actually would like say, Jesus help us. Jesus help us. Or I would say, Jesus help me. And I had a friend. I had a friend who was visiting me. She was there consistently, still there. And I had all these friends coming to visit me. And get this, the first 3 days I was in the hospital, I didn't even remember. I was unconscious. I was in a coma for 3 days. I was in a coma to such an extent that the doctors and nurses let my friend know to tell my mom that we don't know if he's going to wake up. You know, we don't know if he's going to be able to think the same. We don't know if he's even going to be able to walk. We don't know if he's going to be a vegetable. But one of my good friends, one of my pastors, he spoke to the nurse and he said, no, he will walk, he will think, he will do all these things, and he will do them even better than he ever did them before, because Jesus is going to heal him. And I want you to know that that is why he is in the situation. Like, that is why he will be doing what he's doing. It's because of Jesus. And the nurse said that he does talk about Jesus a lot. It's like he's unconscious, but he's continuing to say, help us, Jesus. And then they let her know. They let my nurse know. And the doctors, I have many doctors, that I was studying to become a pastor. And that journey with me, and that journey with becoming a pastor is not... You know, I used to think that it was so important, but the truth is that one of the truth is that there is a calling on your life, and you're watching this video, and there's a calling on your life, and God is so good that He has spared your life, that just like He spared my life, I was seemingly dead. I was in a coma. I've been hit by cars before. I'm kind of an aggressive bike rider. I'm definitely not an aggressive bike rider anymore. I am definitely like team stay alive. And so if that's you and you're aggressively bike riding, you know, amen. Just be careful, be conscious, look both ways. I'm just really grateful. I mean, God has been so good in my life that that I could have died. I could have died. I could have not had brain functioning. I had a brain injury. I had a traumatic brain injury. My brain was bleeding and all kinds of things. You know, my eyes were damaged. I've had surgery on one of my eyes. I had a fractured face, you know? And then my other eye, I was born with an astigmatism or a strabismus. And that's a wandering eye. But because of the accident, it was unbelievable. Like, I just couldn't control it anymore. And it was all over the place. Felt like, you know, it was all over the streets or whatever. You know, when I had a broken clavicle, I had a hyperextended clavicle. I had bruised and punctured ribs that were kind of poking into my lungs. I had, I think that's it. Maybe there's more. I think that's it. I think maybe there's more. I'm not sure. But it was just kind of unbelievable. I really wasn't able to move. I wasn't really able to do anything. And, you know, recently I had a chance to visit my mother. And as I visited my mother and my family, my sisters and my stepdad and all those things, my mom was showing me pictures. And I mistakenly or by accident came across a picture of the day that I went into the hospital. And I want to let you know that that picture, it terrified me. I became very, very aware that I nearly died, that I was very messed up. I look dead in this picture. I'm really bad, really bad place, was bleeding like crazy. You know, my best friend at the time, she was saying that she was scared for my life. And she was praying and she was asking God to save my life, to keep me alive. My mom was praying. My stepfather was praying. My dad was praying. My sisters were praying. That is why I made this video. It's because I believe that there are parts of your life that you have no explanation for. It's just because God is faithful. He's faithful to see you through. He's faithful to keep you alive. He's faithful to provide a way for you that seemed impossible. Parts of you that are like, you know, I have these thoughts, I have these ideas, and I don't know where they come from. That's not schizophrenia, my friend. That's the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you. There are areas of your life, there's songs that you're listening to, and God is seeking to communicate with you. He's seeking to get your attention. I was in school to become a pastor, but when I woke up in the hospital, I realized that my life really actually mattered. That Jesus has a plan for my life, and he has a plan for your life, and he has a plan for your family's life, and he has a plan for your father's life, he has a plan for your friend's life, he has a plan for your career and your job and your company, and he has a plan for this country here in America. He has a plan for the countries of the world. And the Bible says, you will live and not die. Now, I believe that God has you alive for a purpose and for a plan. And so my prayer for you, and the reason why I'm sharing this video, is because I am in awe. I am in awe of God's hand on my life. And when I was in the hospital, when I was transferred from the ICU to like another wing and then to another room, one day I just said to myself, Lord, I've had other friends and they didn't wake up. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and they didn't wake up. But God, I woke up. I woke up, God. You want me alive. You want me alive, God. You want me alive and you want to do something with my life. You want to do something in my life that is beyond myself. It is beyond becoming a pastor. It is beyond doing a role at church. You kept me alive because you want to have time with me on this earth. You want to have a relationship with me. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have a relationship with you on this earth. We're only on this earth for maybe a little more than 100 years in totality. I'm a Christian, so I believe that I will live forever. You know, after this, I will go to heaven. Amen. But I'm on this earth for a time. And when I woke up and I was in the hospital, I was like, God, you love me. There's nothing more you need to do to show that you love me. There's nothing more you need to do. You don't need to send Jesus again. You don't need to send another pastor again. You don't need to send me to a conference. You don't need to give me a new single from a worship band. You don't even have to have people acknowledge me. I'm alive because you love me. Now, I could have died, but you kept me alive. And some of you right now, you're asking yourself, I could have died. I could have had injuries. And they wouldn't be, and I wouldn't have had the function of my body. But God was merciful. And he works in doctors. And he works in nurses. And he works in all these people. See, there's a healing that happens to our lives that sometimes God partners with doctors and nurses to bring that healing. And sometimes we go to a pastor and he lays hands on us and he prays for us and we're healed in that way. And sometimes we're healed through a pastor praying for us, through a doctor doing work with us, a therapist helping us with our emotions and our mind, in our psychology, in our therapy. And then we're also healed in another way, and that is through time, through the progression of applying what you have received and what you have learned and stepping into it. You know, some of us have dealt with so much brokenness that we don't even know how. Like, the idea of being healthy seems far-fetched. I just want to encourage you. It's not far-fetched. God knows you. He knows your name. He knows the specifics of your innermost being. He knows your desires. He knows your plans. He knows your struggles. He knows the parts of you you don't want to share with anyone. Friend, you are alive for a reason. It's because God wants to have a relationship with you. It's because God wants to use you to help others to have a relationship with him. He wants to do life with you. He wants to come alongside you. When you write poetry, he wants to write poems with you. When you write songs, he wants to write songs with you. When you pursue a woman or a man or a person, he wants to pursue them with you. When you get married, he wants to be in your marriage. He wants to be in your union. When you have children, he wants to come alongside you and help you raise your children. He wants complete access to your life. Would you let him have access to your life? So I shared about how I nearly died. I've been sharing that a little bit on Instagram. When I get a chance, I try to share it more. Sometimes it comes to me so easily. Sometimes I have to think about it. And sometimes I don't get anything, so I don't post anything. I'm not trying to be an influencer. I'm not trying to be anything except a Christian, a servant of Jesus. I want to say a prayer for you. Maybe my life, maybe what happened with me spoke to you. Maybe it spoke to someone in your life that needs to hear the message. I just want to say a prayer for you that you would know the Lord, that you would have a relationship with him. Not me, not ministry, not all these things, but an actual relationship with God, where you walk with him and you talk with him. When you smell the leaves and the trees and the gardens at the park, it's not just you, it's you and the Lord, that he wants to be a part of your life. He wants to help you to see that there's so much more than you could have ever hoped or imagined or dreamed was possible. He wants to love you in such a way that when the world does all of its, whatever it does, when it gets involved in politics, when it gets involved in all these things, he is greater than those things. He is greater than those things. I'm mostly sharing a testimony, but if I was to share more, I would say he wants to go through the Word with you. He wants you to read your Bible. He wants you to pray and ask Holy Spirit to come into your heart and guide you and help you. He wants to put you in a good church so you can be raised up in discipleship, raised up in knowing how to steward what you have, and how to connect with people and, you know, do these type of things like networking, right? But Christianity, Jesus, is not that. It's like a real relationship with God. And I wanted to do this video because I wanted to testify that it's real, man. It's true. So let me pray. Father, I just thank you so much, God, for anyone who's watching this video. Lord, I pray, God, that as they heard my story, as they heard how I nearly died, how I was hit by a car, how I didn't plan it, I didn't think about it, I didn't know it was coming, God. Now, I thought that I was taking care of my life. But in just a moment, my life could have been over and it could have been snatched up in just a moment. But God, in your mercy, you saved me. And so God, I just pray for those that are watching this video, God, that you would touch their heart and that they would pray to you and they would just be like, Jesus, there's something happening in my heart. There's something happening in my thoughts. Now, I want what John has. I want what JP has. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to steward my life. I want to take what you have given me, what resources you have given me, and I want to build something that will last for eternity. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to have full access. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray, God, also for those that are believers already watching this video. And you might not have the Holy Spirit, or you have the Holy Spirit, you know, you might not know, but you might not have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to pray, Lord God, that you would just give them your Holy Spirit. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. They would feel your presence and your comfort and your power, God. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, you know, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is not in a matter of words, but of power. God, I just speak power into this place, into these people, into me, God. And Father, I just pray, lastly, Lord, that you would establish and build up your church. You would build up your communities, build up countries, build up people, God, to be big. Not churches to be big, but people to be big. That we would read your word, obey your word, ask for help when we're having struggle with obeying your word. Teach us obedience, God. Teach us your way. Teach us obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for teaching us. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for being an advocate for us. Thank you for taking our place. When we should have died, you took our place, God. You gave your son, and he died willingly. And the Bible says that for the joy set before him, he endured to the point of death on a cross. You, friend, are the joy. You, friend, are the joy that was put before him so that he would endure the cross. This moment, this time in your life where you're at is because Jesus is filled with joy to have a presence in your life, to fill you with the Holy Spirit and to empower you to be great and to do great things. Love you. Thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. Take care.